Well, after I was over at finished the season at Fairbanks Creek, I went back and sluiced my dump that I had taken out that winter, and I had $35 in the dump for my winter's work. But I wasn't discouraged. It looked a lot better going toward the left limit, and that was toward the east. So I got busy and started to prepare for sinking a working shaft, 8 by 8 feet. I picked the first 30 feet of muck down to gravel, and without using the boiler. I had built a small boiler house prior to this, and Jim Kirk, one of the neighbors, gave me an upright boiler, 15 horse, and I rolled it up cross country and set it up in my boiler house. And yeah, we used that to thaw the hole down. These old timers were glad to see me around because for some reason they seemed to like me, and they'd help me all the time. And another thing that they liked was I'd go around to all the other ones. There was four or five Irishmen living on Fish Creek at that time. There was Jerry Burke and Jack Murphy and Harry and Mike White and Jim Kirk. And they were all most of the time mad at each other. So they'd send me around and they'd find out what the other guy was doing for me. anyway, I used five windlass buckets to sink this hole. I thaw the ground in 8 foot lifts, and then I'd hang these ropes around the shaft. And the one that was hooked to the first bucket, I'd hoist that up, and then I'd change out and hoist another one until I got all five of those buckets hoisted up. And this it worked very well, and I made good progress.